Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and I'm joined today by Bill Cohen with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
I want to ask you first about a study released this week from a progressive think tank, and it's questioning tax breaks that are included in the state budget, and it's coming at a time that the budget is very tight. So what does that study find?
Well, it finds that there's about $400 million a year in new or extended tax breaks. It's basically saying, hey, legislators, don't give away tax money when we just passed one of the tightest state budgets in decades and had to slash spending for schools and universities and poor people's programs and programs for the elderly and the sick and abused children and so forth. If anything, we need more money, not less money. So there are several in here. There's the repeal of the estate tax. That's probably the biggest. But there are other ones, too. There are tax breaks for rehabilitating historical buildings. There's a big tax break in case somebody sets up a mammoth computer data center, and nearly a dozen overall.
So is there any response on the study from Republicans?
Well, yes, Republicans are sticking with their point of view that, hey, these tax breaks are good. They may not directly create jobs, but in general, they'll make Ohio more business friendly and friendly to entrepreneurs. And when you do that, the Republicans keep arguing you're going to create more jobs. They also add that these tax breaks that were passed in the new state budget don't really affect the current state budget. They were put into the new state budget, but they really, the tax breaks don't take effect for at least another couple years.
This week, another issue is officially making it to the ballot, and that's regarding the federal health care mandate. And I'm wondering if you can paint the scene for me as we head into November. Is this issue going to be as contentious as the collective bargaining law is shaping up to be?
It will be contentious, but not the fever pitch that we've seen over Senate Bill 5, the collective bargaining law. Still, this issue, the health care issue, does pit the same two basic groups, liberals versus conservatives. This ballot issue was pushed by conservatives who don't like the new federal health care law, especially the mandate that virtually everyone, buy health insurance. They say, how dare the federal government order people to buy anything? And these Tea Party activists say they don't like it, and they're putting this proposal on the ballot, a constitutional amendment that basically says Ohioans should be exempt from that insurance purchase. And so we're going to see liberal groups come out against that, conservative groups for it, and there may be millions of dollars spent and a lot of emotions and a lot of manpower spent on both sides. But I don't think it's going to be the tens of millions of dollars that are going to be pouring into Ohio from national groups and activists on both sides in the other debate. That's the other issue, the collective bargaining issue.
And Secretary of State John Husted did release the order of the ballot issues in November. And what can we expect to see there?
Well, the first issue is going to be a somewhat less controversial issue put onto the ballot by legislators. And that's one that says we're not going to force judges to retire at age 70. We're going to lift that to age 76. There are some arguments on both sides, but that's not a hugely controversial proposal. That'll be number one. Number two will be the referendum on the collective bargaining law. And number three will be this health care proposal that the Tea Party folks have been pushing.
Now, ballot issues can sometimes have some interesting wording. Is there any idea on what that's going to look like yet?
No, but you're right. And especially on the collective bargaining issue, this is going to be, we may have a huge debate next week when the Ohio Ballot Board meets. Those five members, they're dominated by Republicans. They're going to decide how to word these ballot issues. And there's some indication that Republicans who dominate may try to deal with the wording on who gets to be on the vote no side on that collective bargaining issue. Usually referendums, and that's what this proposal is, referendums are what happens when a group hates a bill, a new law that legislators have passed. The activists go out on the street, collect hundreds of thousands of petition signatures, and that is supposed to put the proposal, the new law itself, up for a vote. And we've had these 10 times before in Ohio. Usually the people who hate the new law get to be on the vote no side, usually the easier side to be on to convince people to vote no. And backers of the defenders of the new law have to be on the vote yes side. But some Republicans have been telling us, oh, no, the ballot board could switch that around and make unions and their allies and other critics of this new collective bargaining law could force them to be on the vote yes side. So we'll be at that ballot board to see what happens.
Well, we'll look forward to that report. I've been speaking with Bill Cohen from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
Been a pleasure. Thanks.